Fourth paragraph of the Goyim, 10th Mishnah. Behares can gris, if pasta can gris. You had a behares, watch one gris, and now it's dreaded, it got enlarged to another gris. And in extension, there's a michya, this live skin in the center of that extension. Oh, salovin, white hairs. The initial one disappeared. Keep matam, because now you have tzaras. The simatuma. Look at it as a new one. Now, the truth is, what's the difference if you look at it as a new one or not? And it has a simatuma anyway. So the Rav says, enough gemin is that according to the Chacham, you have to bring in two korbanos, because it's considered two different tzaras. Kiva is considered an extension of the first one. Beheres kechatzi gris ve'ein bo klum. It presents a half a gris of beheres with nothing in it. Tol beheres kechatzi gris of bosar achas. And there was another beheres which was a half of a gris and it had one hair in it. Erezi l'haski. And then you close it up.
Yeah.
In other words, now it's got its shear. It has one side of it. Yeah, close it up. That side is not simen tumah. Yeah. There's a beheres which is a half a gris which has one white hair in it. Another beheres kachatzi gris v'osar achas. And then next to it, joined to it, gets another kachatzi gris. So now we have a total of a gris and the two sides also. Each one has one side. I raise the haske. Then you have to close it up. Why? It's not a simen tumah because in order to be a simen tumah, you have to have both hairs came there after it became a shear of tumah. Yeah. Here, one of them was there before it had the shear of tumah. So that one doesn't count. The hair is kechatzi gris of shtei sires. It had two sires, but it was a chatzi shear, so it's not enough to be matam. Another hair is chatzi gris of sire achas. A raise of the haska, the same thing. You know, you have a sum total of three hairs, but since the first two were there before it has a shear gris, therefore we don't treat it as simanei tumah, and you close it up and start over again.